$100. 632-1000.
WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into his frequency, we will daily hear his voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Dr. Paul Esposito, and I thank you for joining us here today, friends, on WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. I say that because we're going to look at the truth. The truth is the Word of God. The truth is a person. The Lord Jesus Christ says himself, he says, I have come to bear witness to the truth. All those that are of the truth hear my voice. And he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. We study his word here. There's so much errors and lies out here in the world today, so much deception. But when we are grounded in the truth of the word of God, and it's key too, friends, that when you're confronted with the truth, that you're meek and humble enough to admit that you're wrong and to change positions. We're finding a big problem here in the book of Acts, and a monumental problem for those that were steeped and brought up in the law is that we're going to find out, and we've seen here now, that something that we have read here back in Genesis chapter 17, God called it an everlasting covenant. Now, either he's not true and his word is not true, and you can throw out the New Testament and it's all a lie, or we've misunderstood that. And I think some have misunderstood it. And that is, it's an everlasting as long as the covenant is in place. That is, circumcision is in effect. It's live and in effect. It's an everlasting covenant. That is everlasting in the covenant. But the time is coming where the covenant is going to change. And that's what I want to look at here today. Real quick, more on this ministry, WGOD Radio. I'm Dr. Paul Esposito. You can find out more information on me. I'm a Bible translator. I'm the pastor of a Baptist church in Florida and have been for 8 years where I'm at now. I'm 56 years old. You can read more about me by reading my statement of faith. You can read about anyone in this world, friend, by finding out what they believe about Jesus. And if you go to my church's website, I wrote the statement of faith, borrowed some of it from Dallas Theological Seminary that I loved a lot, statement of faith, written by better and smarter men than I am, islandcommunitychurch.net. And go to Statement of Faith and read what I believe about Jesus Christ. It's the best way to find out about me, because when the smoke clears, he is the one everyone attacks who is not part of the family of God. It's always Jesus that people attack. So read what I believe. Go to the Statement of Faith there and read more about me. You'll find out more about me and who I really am when you see what I believe about Jesus, because that will reveal to you everything. Here today, I want to look at covenants. This is the last part of this message. This was a sermon I preached last week, but my recorder had a wire out of it, and it didn't record my sermon. As we're going through the book of Acts at the church that I pastor, Acts chapter 15 went by the wayside. So it's too much of an important chapter to blow it off and to not give you on the podcast and the radio something to hear this week. To go from 14 to 16, it's too important. We're seeing now the change in covenants. We're seeing the first church council. Why? because the Pharisees and other Jews who had come to the faith, what did they know? They're following all that they have. They're following the five books of Moses. They're following what God said. Every one of you must be circumcised. If not, you're utterly cast out of the family of God. So you're going to follow that. They asked the question, and they expected that of new believers. Unless all of you have been circumcised and keep the law of Moses, he cannot be saved. And that started a huge dispute and argument. So they sent Paul and Silas, which were out on Paul's first missionary journey. They sent them back to Jerusalem to go to the church there and the leaders of the church to find out the answer to this question. And that's where we've been at the first church council of Jerusalem. Today I want to look at the change. And you've heard me talking about it. Now I want to read it. I'm in the New King James. I'm in Hebrews chapter 8, verse 7. For if that first covenant had been faultless, then no place would have been sought for a second. Because finding fault with him, he says, now this is God speaking, behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. Okay, now he's quoting, the author of Hebrews is quoting Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 31, showing you that this was promised about even back then, even back in that time when this perpetual covenant was ongoing. God said, the time is going to come here in the future when there's going to be a new covenant. That's what he's telling them about. Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not according to the covenant I made with their fathers in the day when I led them or took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt, because they did not continue in my covenant. Notice the key word in this text is covenant. Same as it was back in Genesis. I told my church when I was preaching this, you'll see the word covenant 7 or 8 times. Here, same word, the Greek word diatheke, covenant. Because they did not continue in my covenant, I disregarded them, says the Lord. Verse 10, for this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel, colon. After those days, says the Lord, I will put my laws in their mind and write them on their hearts. I will be their God. They will be my people. None of them will teach his neighbor and none his brother, saying, know the Lord. For all shall know me, from the least of them to the greatest of them. For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness and their seeds and their sins and their lawless deeds. I will remember no more. Oh, get your mind around that here this morning. Take this one home with you or to work with you or wherever you go, friend. God has got amnesia with your sins. What do you think of that? Almighty Jehovah, creator of the universe, has got amnesia with your sins. Once you confess them and repent of them, oh, he remembers them until then. But friend, let me encourage you. He already knows them all anyway. But take the time to stop and repent. I mean, that's what the word means, confess. Homo legeo means to speak the same. You're agreeing with God what he already knows anyway, and which already is against you. Might as well confess of it and return and repent. Metanoia, change your mind. Do an about face, a 180, leave your sins behind and go the other way. And God promises you today to have amnesia with your sins. You know, the funny thing is God forgets our sins and we don't. We remember them. Even when people sin against us, some people, they can remember all the hurts that someone did to them back when Nixon was president. But God doesn't remember our sins. Let me remind you of the words of Jesus Christ, Matthew 6:14. It says, if we forgive, notice how conditional that is. If we forgive men their trespasses, then our Heavenly Father will forgive us our trespasses. That's conditional, friend. God's got amnesia with your sins. Why don't you go and do likewise today? It's killing you, not the other person. Holding on to unforgiveness is like you drinking poison, waiting for the other person to drop dead. Forgive whoever it is that's harmed you. And remember, you've done God much worse than what anyone has done you. When you confess and repent and turn from your sins and leave them behind and go in the other direction, God has got amnesia with your sins. That's a good thing. I want God to forget all of my sins. Maybe I can get some peace from that. They dog me and trouble me because I feel like I've let God down. You know how anyone relate? Maybe you've committed the same sin more than once. Don't you hate that? When you feel like you've let God down, when you've repented of something and then it comes up again in your life and you do it again. And sometimes you just don't even want to. I feel like the man sometimes says he wouldn't even look up to heaven. He just beat his breast and kept his head down and said, God have mercy on me, a sinner. Let me encourage you to go and do likewise. Whoever it is who has sinned against you, forgive. The way your Heavenly Father has forgiven you, go and do likewise today. Now let's wrap up this text here in Hebrews. We'll be back again tomorrow. We're in no hurry. We'll continue with Acts 15 tomorrow. What's important thing, friend, is for you to know today that God is forgiven and he is truly forgotten your sins. You know, let me show you a surefire way for those of you that are married on how to forget something. Treat them like a chore that your wife's given you. That happens to me all the time. Honey, did you do this? Oh, you know, I forgot. Did you do this? Well, I forgot. I meant to, but I forget. I really did forget. So treat those that have done you like a chore or a job that your husband or your wife, especially you men, something that your wife is giving you to do. Treat all of that like a chore that your wife's giving you, and you'll forget it. I will be merciful to their unrighteousness and their sins and their lawless deeds. That is your works, your evil works that you've done. He's going to have amnesia with them too. Where am I at for you to look at this when you get to where you're going? I am either in Hebrews chapter 8, verse 12, or I'm in Jeremiah chapter 31, starting in verse 31, for you to look at this later, this astronomical text that God's got amnesia with your sins and your lawless deeds. And then verse 13 says this, and we'll say goodbye, in that he says a new covenant, he has made the first obsolete. Now, what is becoming obsolete and growing old is ready to vanish away. That is poof. You and I are under a new covenant here today. The old covenant was for the Old Testament Jews. It was never your covenant. We'll be back again soon. You are listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
You're listening to WMIE, a Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville and the Beaches, 91.5 FM as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach,